Okay, I'm thinking that this is Clary Brown and the Bangin' Racket. It's got to be fantastic. You know what that means. Eric Buchanan is in the house, gang. What is this? I like it.
Absolutely, it's Clary Brown. It's the ladies from that Heineken commercial where the guy starts pulling all the levers and changing it from a crummy bar into a really nice bar. That's how I discovered him, and then I went online and looked him up, and there's a bunch of good music these folks do. It's like Amy Winehouse without the trouble.
I like it, and we're going to play some Faux Filet later, your other favorite group.
Absolutely.
That Cajun sound. Hey, Eric, I just feel good because you're here, and we love working with you. When Eric Buchanan walks in the studio, he gives out the best pins that you can imagine from Eric Buchanan and Associates. He is who I consider the best attorney in this town when it comes to Social Security disability and long-term disability concerns. Come on, folks. The phone lines are wide open. It is so good to be on the air tonight. 267-1023, Eric Buchanan, our guest tonight. Once again, thank you for being here tonight. Long-term disability, for those of people who don't understand what that is, that seems to be the big concern these days.
Yeah, basically long-term disability or long-term disability insurance is the benefit that some people get through work if they have an insurance policy at work that would provide additional benefits if they become disabled. Social Security disability is what you get because you pay FICA taxes, you're enrolled in the system, you live in the United States, you're an American citizen. If you've been paying your FICA taxes and become disabled, then you might get Social Security disability. But if you work for an employer that offers a disability insurance policy, you can get benefits under that policy as well. Not all employers offer it. Some of them do. And we help people who have been turned down for long-term disability as well as Social Security.
Usually it's 70%, and then you're responsible, which is smart, to probably get the extra 30. Is that right, to be 100% covered?
Actually, it's really hard to get the 100% coverage.
It is.
Long-term disability policies are typically about 60%.
60%.
I have seen some that offer an option up to 70%. What you can also buy is a private disability policy if you want to protect all of your income. You can go to an insurance salesman. There are companies out there that offer a disability policy that's a private one that you buy on your own. You got to pay those premiums. That's a little more expensive, but it's also usually really, really good coverage, and we help people with those policies as well.
Right, I didn't realize that. I did this like 20 years ago, and because I am a broadcaster and my voice, it was really tough 20 years ago to get that added 30%. Phil, it is so good to have you on the show. You're on with Eric Buchanan. Phil?
Okay, hey guys, I'll try to make this short as I can, but I've heard it's almost impossible to get disability. I'll give it to you real quick. All right, I have been diagnosed by my doctor with depression, anxiety, hypertension, 192 over 110. I'm diabetic. I take 5 shots and 5 pricks a day. I've been in a diabetic coma.
Wow.
Once I've had EMSs come to my house.
So Phil, what is your what is your concern for Eric? He'll be more than happy to help you.
I'm just asking, is this worth a whirl of even trying for?
Good question.
61 years old.
I'm sorry, Phil. How are you? How old are you?
Assistance before.
You said you're 61, Phil. 61.
61. Okay. Never had any assistance before. Made good money. Blah blah blah. But I'm thinking, well, you know, about time I get something back.
Yeah, Phil. Thanks for asking. And let me kind of talk through some of the basic rules that you might need to consider. First of all, don't answer these questions right away, but I'll tell you what's going on. If you want to apply for Social Security disability, the first step that Social Security looks at is whether you have stopped working. If you're no longer working, then you can get through the first step and have Social Security actually look at whether you are disabled, look at the medical information. If you're still working, and working is defined as about earning about $1,000 a month, if you're earning less than that, then you might be able to file a claim for Social Security disability. Then the next thing they look at is whether or not you have something severe enough that could possibly be disabling, the kind of stuff you're describing. If you had this diabetes so bad that you end up in comas, and maybe, you know, I have helped a lot of people with diabetes. I'm going to guess you probably have some peripheral neuropathy, that kind of stuff that causes you to have problems with your hands and your feet. If that could keep you from doing your old job and potentially from doing any other jobs, then Social Security goes on to the next three steps. Step three is whether you meet a listing. A listing is, in the Social Security regulations, a whole list of a bunch of medical conditions that if you have the right criteria, you automatically win. At the fourth step, you have to prove you can't do your old job, and at the fifth step, you prove you can't do any other job. One of the big rules that helps people with Social Security cases is once they turn 50, then whether they can do any job actually becomes a little easier to meet. They're not going to make you go learn how to do sedentary work if you've never done that in the past. You don't have those skills. At 55, it's even easier to win if you've never done light work and don't have any skills that could go to light work. You could still win your case, and it gets even better once you turn 60. One of the other questions, though, is have you worked 5 out of the last 10 years and paid FICA taxes? If you've paid FICA taxes 5 out of the last 10 years, then you're insured, and that'll get you into the door to apply so that then Social Security can ask those 5 questions.
Phil, well, great question. Does that help you at all, Phil?
For 35 years in a salary, but the last 2 years I have not had to retire and six-figure income, but now I'm not making... I'm making less than $1,000 a month.
Well, Phil, I'd be glad to talk to you in my office. If you want to give my office a call, that number is 634-2506. If you can call us during the daytime. The other important thing I would tell anybody that's in your situation is if you have not applied yet, go to ssa.gov. That stands for Social Security Administration.gov, and you can apply online. The one thing a disability attorney really can't do for somebody is get the initial application started. But once that's been filed, then we can file the right forms, the right paperwork to start representing you and help you on your case. So if you'll call my office, we'll see if we can set up a time to talk to you, take some basic information. But in the meantime, protect your back pay and get the process started by going to ssa.gov and get that application filed. If you can do that, then the next step is an attorney can help, and we'd be glad to talk to you.
Hey, Phil, that number again is 634-2506. He's located right across the street from Memorial Auditorium. Does that help, Phil?
Thank you so much.
Oh, buddy, I'm telling you, Eric has got this certification. He's only one of a handful, maybe 5 in the state.
I think there's 8 in the state.
Eight in the state.
Yeah, board certified as Social Security specialist.
634-2506.
Yeah,
yes,
do not let yourself down on this one, Phil. Do it tomorrow morning. They open at 8:30.
And get on a computer and go to ssa.gov and start working on the application. It takes a little while, but the sooner you get that done, the sooner the process gets started.
Phil, it's so good to have you. Annie, thank you for holding. We do appreciate it, Annie. You're on with Eric Buchanan.
Hi. Thanks, Jed. I have a good friend who has actually a sister who has been trying to get on disability. And from what she tells me about it, I mean, it seems to me like she would be a very good candidate, but she's just having a really difficult time. With that being said, she really cannot afford an attorney. With cases such as these, do you guys work on a contingency, or how does that work for
good
you
question.
All?
Yeah, that's a great question, and this is one of those things that there's this unusual myth out there, this weird myth. I can't figure out where it's coming from, that you need to be able to pay for an attorney to get help on your Social Security case. The way we get paid for helping somebody is we get 25% of whatever past due benefits they are due. So when they win their case and they get some back pay, we get 25% of that. So there's no money you have to pay up front. You do have to pay a little bit for expenses if we have to order your medical records, but typically most attorneys, including us, we advance those costs, which means we pay for the records and you just pay us back when you can. And that's not usually very much money at all. That's, you know, in most Social Security cases, less than a couple $100. And we usually don't ask people to pay till the end of the case anyway when they win their case, unless they just want to pay it off. But other than that, there's no expense. There's no cost of hiring the attorney until you win. And we get paid when you get paid.
Well, that is wonderful, and because she's under the impression, you know, that she can't do it, she can't afford it, and so therefore it's just, you know, the end. But now let me ask you this. So if for some reason, you know, you take a case and it is not successful, then that's just all, then, you know,
it's a gamble.
Your client would not owe anything?
Well, the rule is that they would not owe any fee. If we actually have to write a check to pay for any medical records, then technically that's something that the client has to pay.
Right,
but that's
right.
Usually just a tiny amount of money, and we just work with people however they can because we understand they're not working. And we mostly expect to get paid when we win the case. We get the 25% out of the past due benefits, and then when the person gets the rest of their money from Social Security, they write us a check for $150 or $200 or whatever it costs to get their medical records.
It's a really good question, Annie. I'm glad somebody finally asked that. And thank you, Annie.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate that. Thanks so much.
We got Jeffrey holding, but first let's get to Elizabeth, and we thank you, Elizabeth. You're on with Eric Buchanan.
Thank you for taking my call. My sister is legally blind. She lives in South Carolina, and we're so confused with all of this. I don't know whether she doesn't what's the difference between SSI, SSDI? How do you apply? She's actually been working. She's done work on the side and probably, which has not necessarily benefited her. And so our question is, I guess maybe not unlike the former question, do we need an attorney? It's so complex, and she cannot work. She is legally blind, and so we were just looking for some direction.
Great question.
Yeah, those are great questions. One of the things that I would certainly tell somebody is if you're working on the side, that can be a big no-no in Social Security's world, that if Social Security finds out that you're working and you're not telling about them, that can get you in big legal trouble. What I advise my clients is tell me the truth about how much you're working. I'll figure out whether or not, or my staff will figure out whether or not that would keep you from getting your benefits. And we explain to you how those rules work. And if you get to the point where you're not working, then you can go ahead and file a claim. And if you do go back to work, there's some people who can still get some benefits. Either their work is not enough money to count or to be substantial gainful activity. In other words, they can still get disability. Or if they've been off work long enough, then they can still get something called a closed period. So we can help people through all that, and a good disability attorney can help with all that. One of the questions you asked is, what's the difference between SSI and regular Social Security? SSI stands for Supplemental Security Income. It's a special benefit for people who have not paid FICA taxes, who haven't worked enough in their career. Think about maybe a housewife who never had the chance to work, or just somebody who just never has earned enough money that they've been paying FICA taxes on. Then they can apply for SSI. The problem with SSI benefits is that in order to get those benefits, you have to be below a pretty low poverty level. You have to have less than $2,000 in assets for an individual, $3,000 for a couple, excluding your house and your car and things like your clothes. But if you have less than that, you can get SSI. But for regular Social Security disability, you can be a millionaire. You can win the lottery. You can inherit money from your family members. You can have a good savings account that you were saving while you were working and still get regular Social Security disability as long as you have worked 5 out of the last 10 years and paid FICA taxes on those earnings. So if your employer has been reporting those earnings at least 5 out of the last 10 years, and the level for that is about $4,200 a year. If you've reported that much on your taxes, then you should be insured for Social Security, and you can get the regular Social Security disability benefits.
Is that $4,200 taxable?
As long as you reported that much in income, it doesn't matter whether you actually paid taxes on it. It's whether you had that much in earnings reported on a tax return so that they can calculate you've had those earnings.
And how is that for life, or is that just for a short period of time?
You have to have done that for 5 out of the 10 years prior to when you want to file for disability, when you're claiming you became disabled. And in fact, if you worked 5 out of 10 years in the past and have never filed for Social Security and can prove your disability began within 5 years of when you stopped working, you can even get paid. You can be found disabled back to then.
Question, how do you prove you've been disabled before that?
Well,
through medical records?
Yeah, through medical records and doctor's opinion. What we would typically do is ask the doctor who was seeing that person, you know, 7 or 8 years ago, if they haven't been working, they stopped working that long ago and just didn't realize they could apply for Social Security.
Well, and does it hurt you? My sister's very committed to working. She's very, so she just keeps work. She picks up jobs all over the place, but she's legally blind. And I don't know if that's hurting her or not hurting her. I'm not really sure how to advise her.
Yeah, if she's working and paying FICA taxes, then that's helping her build up the credit.
She's not.
If she's not, then that's something she's going to have to deal with Social Security to make sure that she's not hiding earnings. And I would recommend to somebody that they either do it above the table or stop working entirely,
okay,
or at least be earning less than $1,000 a month.
And how long does she need to stop working entirely?
Once she stopped working, then she can file a claim. You have to have stopped working or been earning less than $1,000 a month for at least 5 months before the benefits can start, but you can file a claim during that time period. Now, before you interrupt me one more time, let me tell you one more important rule. If she really is legally blind, a lot of people think they're legally blind, but if she meets the Social Security definition for legal blindness, the earning requirements are much higher than they are for a normal person. It's $1,000 a month for a regular disability, but if you are earning money as a blind person, there's a whole different set of rules where they can actually earn a little bit more money and still be counted as disabled.
Thank you. She needs help. She needs advice. Thank
she
you.
Needs to talk to a disability attorney, somebody that does Social Security.
Yeah,
if she's anywhere close to Chattanooga, you can have her call our office or email us.
She lives in Georgia.
We do Georgia cases. I'm licensed in Georgia as well. So have her call my office. It's 423-634-3506.
All right, great question, Elizabeth. Jeffrey, thanks for holding. You're on with Eric Buchanan.
I hadn't done, you know, I hadn't filed like 5 or 6 years or whatever, but I need to, can you, what I need to ask is, can you, like, catch up all five right now or do something?
Actually, that's a really good question, and the answer is you can catch up, but you can only catch up for 3 years, 3 months, and 15 days. The rule is you have to have filed your taxes by April 15th of the year to get 3 years of, 3 years back. So if you file by April 15th of 2014, then you can file taxes for 2013, 2012, and 2011. If you didn't, if you had earnings in 2010, it's too late to file them this year because we're past April 15th. So you can go file back tax returns for up to 3 years, 3 months, and 15 days. And three months and 15 days, by the way, makes it April 15th. So if by April 15th of a given year you filed taxes for the previous 3 years, that's how far back you can go. And you don't actually have to pay the taxes. You have to file the tax return because some people have earnings that are low enough that once they get all their deductions and credits, they don't actually have to pay the taxes or they don't owe very much, but they can show enough in earnings to be insured if they're on the lower end of the income level.
How much you got to, what is the income level where you qualify?
It's approximately $4,200 a year.
Okay, I hadn't had to file in the last 6 years. I hadn't even filed tax.
Well, if you're thinking that you might need to file for Social Security disability, then you probably should go back and file some tax returns to get those earnings on the record.
Yeah, even so, just show up. So I made the money even though I didn't make it, just like
I'm not telling you to do that. I'm not telling you to commit fraud by filing something you didn't file. What I'm saying is that if you had some earnings but it was so low you didn't think you need to file taxes, you can go file taxes and report those earnings so that you can get those credits.
Yeah. Okay. What do you qualify when you say SSI?
SSI means that you are so poor that you can qualify for Social Security by being below a certain poverty level.
Is that level?
If you're married, you can't have more than $3,000 in assets. And by assets, I don't mean your house that you own, and I don't mean your car, and I don't mean your clothes and household goods, but I do mean things like any cash in the bank, retirement accounts, collectible items like a coin collection or some antiques that your grandma left you, or maybe even the cash value of a life insurance policy. Any of those things can count against you. But if you don't have any of those things, it's $3,000 for a married couple, $2,000 for a single person, and if you're married and your spouse is working and earning money, there's a cutoff for those earnings too, depending on how many kids you have. It starts at about $1,700 a month.
Okay. For me, I'm single, so that'd be $2,000.
$2,000 in assets, plus you have to have no other income or a really low income.
Okay. Okay,
thank you. Hey, Jeffrey, really great calls. Man, that was a quick half hour. 267-1023, his name is Eric Buchanan, the best in this city when it comes to long-term disability, Social Security issues. I've got to ask you this one. With LTD, with long-term disability, can that be for life, or is that a certain amount of time that you get those benefits with long-term disability?
Most policies pay to either age 65 or what they're now calling normal retirement age, since some people, younger people, are now retiring at age 67 for Social Security purposes. But there are some very, very good policies that will pay for life, especially the private ones that you can go buy from an insurance company.
Caller, hold on. We're going to get to you in a moment. 267-1023. Come on, folks. 30 minutes. You got the best here. Eric Buchanan, we're back in just 2 minutes.
Still the ones you know and love. The talkers that actually say something. The monster hosts of the Talk Monster, WGOW-FM.
Wall Street now. Stocks moved lower as traders digest the minutes of the latest Federal Reserve meeting. Disappointing earnings reports from more retailers didn't help. The Dow closed down 106 points. The Nasdaq gave up 14, and the S&P fell 10. The Federal Reserve agrees it's going to have to stop its bond-buying program, but members are split on when that's going to happen. The Fed is also appealing a court ruling that rejects its cap on how much a bank can charge businesses for processing debit card transactions. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
It all starts here. The smartest and most successful retirees have a strategy in place. And understanding a few little-known strategies could mean as much as $100,000 or more of additional retirement income. We're going to reveal those strategies on America's Wealth Management Show this Saturday at 10 a.m. with Kevin First and Dean Barber.
Since 1926, the historic First Presbyterian Church of Chattanooga has been broadcasting the good news of Christ through its live Sunday morning worship services.
losses. The tradition continues live Sunday mornings at 11 here on 102.3 FM.
It's football time in Tennessee.
Rocky Top, the ball walk,
tailgating,
the pride of the Southland,
and Smokey.
Touchdown, Tennessee.
There's nothing better than Saturdays in fall, cheering on Tennessee football.
There isn't anybody who wants it more than Butch Jones.
The kickoff to the Butch Jones era begins August 31st, 6 p.m. versus Austin Peay. Get your tickets for this historic night. Call 656-1200 or go to uttix.com. Be a part of Saturdays at Neyland Stadium as the Vols rise to the top.
This is an important announcement for anyone who is currently without health insurance. Pay attention. A special health insurance hotline has now been set up especially for you. Even if your health is bad or if you have pre-existing conditions, you can now get health insurance. Grab a pen and take down this number or store it in your cell. But call 1-800-210-0119. That's 1-800-210-0119. When you call, you'll get free information. Free information that will let you know about health insurance plans that are available to all individuals and families. The current government administration is mandating that in the near future, all Americans must have health insurance to avoid unnecessary taxation. Your employment and credit history are not a factor. All Americans are strongly urged to call this health insurance hotline today for free info. Protect yourself and your family from sudden unexpected medical costs that can cause serious financial hardship. Call the health insurance hotline right now at 1-800-210-0119. That's 1-800-210-0119. Don't delay. Call 1-800-210-0119 today. Attention taxpayers. If you've received a notice from the IRS or state, do not ignore it. It's also a big mistake to try to handle your tax problem on your own. If you owe back taxes, it's a fact the government has the power to take everything you own, including your home, business, wages, savings, and your freedom. This tax hotline will help tell you about new programs to help you dramatically settle, reduce, or eliminate what you owe. But you have to call now. Take down this number or put it in your cell phone. But call 1-800-597-4977. That's 1-800-597-4977. When you call, you'll get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate back taxes, including penalties and interest. You can also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you have entered into a payment plan but can't make the payments. Don't make the big mistake in thinking you can ignore or handle your tax problem on your own. Stop the collection process immediately. Call this special tax hotline today for free info at 1-800-597-4977. That's 1-800-597-4977.
Hey, it's Kevin West, and I would be willing to bet right now there are people listening who have long-term disability claims that are pending. It's a way safer bet than anything Dr. B would recommend. You can make the calls, send the emails, write the letters, and still your case goes nowhere, and you don't know where to turn. Don't worry. I do. Eric Buchanan.
That's right, Kevin. You'd be surprised how often really smart people, doctors, business owners, and even lawyers have to file a claim for long-term disability benefits and get frustrated by the runaround they get from their insurance company. And because people often don't know the rules, they make the situation worse. I'm Eric Buchanan, and my team knows the rules. We help people from all over the country get the long-term disability benefits they deserve. Our office is right here on Macaulay Avenue in Chattanooga.
Eric and his team can help you with your long-term disability claim. Check them out at BuchananDisability.com or call Eric at 634-2506.
It's more information than you want to know.
Can also severely damage your brain tissue, central nervous system, and basic motor skills.
Jeff Stiles, Jim Reynolds, and Kevin West. WGOW Radio.
My baby on the phone.
You are listening to Clary Brown and the Bangin' Raquettes, and they're from Australia. Yeah, you bring us the greatest music every time you're on.
This is fun stuff. This is really good. It's Amy Winehouse without the trouble.
Yeah, wow. It's a good band. And she is a star of a beer commercial, you were saying?
She's in the Heineken commercial. If you've seen the Heineken commercial where the guy walks into what looks like a kind of crummy bar, and as soon as he orders a Heineken, they start pulling levers, and it exposes a fish tank, and the guy pulls off his jacket, and he's wearing a tux underneath, and there's a guy playing the piano, and it sounds horrible, and then all of a sudden he pulls another lever, and the piano dips over backwards into the floor, and a stage drops down. That's Clary Brown doing Love Letter.
All right. You're listening to Eric Buchanan's voice. It is so good to have him in the studio. Eric Buchanan and Associates, who I consider the best in this area when it comes to Social Security, long-term disability, anything in that arena, he is the best. Hey, Rick, hold on. We're going to get to you in a moment. Matthew, it is so good to have you. This has got to be my good friend from Atlanta, GA. What's going on, Matthew?
Not much. It is Matthew listening on the internet, as always. Thank you. I appreciate your taking my call. I was just curious. It may be a dumb question. Is there such thing as temporary long-term disability? In other words, like if you have a back issue that may or may not be permanent, they don't know, and you know, until you're going through surgery or recovery or whatever.
That's a great question, and the answer from the standpoint of Social Security disability is no. You're either disabled for over a year or have a disability that's likely to end in death, and you have to be off work for at least 5 months before those benefits can start. However, if you have disability coverage at work, there's two different types of coverage. There's what everybody calls long-term disability, typically that starts after 6 months. Sometimes it starts after a year. But there's also short-term disability. And short-term disability can start after 1 week or 2 weeks and last up to 6 months or maybe a year, depending on how your company has it set up. So if your company...
Well, the reason I ask, I'm sorry to interrupt because I know you don't like that, but in other words, I'm probably going to have back or spine surgery, and the recovery period would be somewhere between 8 months to a year that I would not be able to work.
Yeah, have you asked at your company whether they have either short-term disability or long-term disability?
Yes, I have, and I also have been pursuing it through, you know, private... personal, or what do you call it, buying it myself as well. But I didn't know if Social Security offers it as well, if you're going to be, if you know it's going to be 8 months to a year.
Yeah, Social Security benefits are not available unless you have an impairment that is likely to last for at least a year. Now, if you're going to be off work and have a back surgery, the worst case scenario is you apply for Social Security disability during that time you're off. If you go back to work in less than a year, then you probably don't have a case. If it takes you more than a year to get back to work, then you can either get your benefits until you do go back to work, or when you do go back to work, you get benefits for what's called a closed period, the time from when the benefits should have started until the time when you go back to work. And in addition to the closed period, you might even also get some continuing benefits during the extended benefit period, which can last up to 9 months while you're working, while you're trying to get back to work, if you've already been found disabled by Social Security.
Okay, great. Thank you.
Yep.
Hey, Matthew, all the best, buddy. Thanks so much for your call. Hey, Rick, nice to have you on the show. You're on with Eric Buchanan. What's going on, Rick?
Hey, thanks. Eric, let me give you a little bit of background. I have a son that was diagnosed at about 4 years old as being mentally disabled. He was put into special education. He went through his elementary and high school years in the special education program. He qualified to go to the Tennessee Rehabilitation Center to try to get to learn a skill. He has not been able to get a job with that skill that he obtained there at the Tennessee Rehabilitation Center. And he's not been able to get a job that'll pay a living wage. He's not able to take care of himself out on his own. At the time that he was getting ready to get out of the high school, we applied for Social Security help for him. It was declined. And I'm just asking, is there any hope of getting some help for him?
Rick, and thanks for telling us about that. And I'm really sorry to hear that that's going on with your family. And I know that can be a really tough situation. Let me kind of help you with a couple things. When your kid was under 18, then he could have applied for child's SSI benefits, but in order to be eligible for those, no matter how disabled he was, no matter how bad the medical conditions were, they would have looked at the family's income and decided whether the family could potentially qualify for child's SSI. So anybody out there as a child under 18, they need to know that program is available if the family is poor enough. It's a little bit higher than the regular SSI levels, but it's still somebody who's pretty far down the pay scale. Once he turns 18, then if he has never worked, he can qualify for SSI on his own. And if he doesn't have any other income and he qualifies because he has less than $2,000 in assets, like if he doesn't have a trust account set up or you guys don't have life insurance on him that he owns the policy and has a cash value or something like that, then if he is that poor, he can qualify for the SSI financially, and it is normal for people like that to be turned down. They apply. Social Security says no. About 75% of the time, people lose at the first step. About 90% of the time, people lose at the second step. And at the third step.
We actually applied twice for it.
Yeah, applying at the first step is where you get turned down 75% or more of the time. And if you apply again, you've only redone the first step, so you're probably going to lose again. The important thing is to appeal and go file what's called a request for reconsideration. And if you get turned down there, you file a request for a hearing. And having a hearing is the best chance to win. People actually win at the hearing close to 50% of the time. And with an attorney, it can be significantly better than that. Now, let me get one more thing at, because this is really important. It sounds like he's somebody who may not ever be able to take care of himself. And if he's always working at that really low level where he's going to be qualifying for disability, there's another program for people who have been disabled since they were children who are now adults to take care of somebody who can't take care of themselves, but they can't qualify for that until something happens to their parents so their parents can no longer take care of the person. It's called a disabled adult child. To be eligible for disabled adult child benefits, the parent, one of the parents either has to be disabled and getting Social Security disability, has to be of retirement age and getting Social Security retirement benefits, or has to have passed away while they were insured for Social Security, so while they were still covered under the Social Security Act. If one of those three things happens to one of his parents, then he can apply for disabled adult child benefits, and he would get more than the SSI benefits. He would get a higher benefit based on the parent's earning record. So once that happens to one of his parents, then he can apply for that as well. The test for disability, whether you're over 18 trying to get SSI or whether you're a disabled adult child, is still basically the same, the test of whether they're disabled or not, as long as they can show that they've been disabled under those rules since before age 22.
Well, let me ask you this, and I guess this will be my last question.
No, I'm just happy you're talking about this subject because I think it's affecting so many parents, Rick, and thank you.
If I came in to see you or any other Social Security lawyer, based on what I've told you, do you see any chance that you could help Andrew? I'll start to say his name. Anyway, do you see any help for him?
Yeah, that's something that we certainly could look at helping with, and that's the type of cases we hear about a lot. The big question would be, number one, would he qualify for SSI by being poor enough, or would he qualify to be a disabled adult child because his parents are retired or they're getting disability themselves or they've passed away? And then the next question is, okay, medically, is there enough to prove that this is going on? The way you've described it is certainly the kind of background where that might be true. Then the next question that we would be talking about is, what kind of treatment did he get during that time period? Do we have the records that shows IQ testing, or do we have records that show that he's been getting some treatment? Do we have records that shows that he's still getting treatment? If we gathered that kind of information, if that kind of information was available, then yeah, sure, that sounds like a case that we'd be interested in helping somebody with, and I'd be glad to talk to you about that.
Okay.
Let me give you our office number again. That's either toll-free, 877-634-2506, or locally in Chattanooga, 423-634-2506. And our office is on Macaulay Avenue in downtown Chattanooga, but we handle cases all over Tennessee, all over Georgia, and sometimes other places in the Southeast.
Okay. All right. Thanks a lot.
Rick, sure. I'm so glad you called in. 267-1023. Speaking of young people and helping kids, we're going to talk about a big thing that you're involved in. Coming up, Kids with Cancer. This is a great fundraising effort that Eric is sponsoring. Eric Buchanan, our guest tonight, Social Security disability, long-term disability insurance. We can answer it all. You got 15 minutes to speak to Eric Buchanan. So glad he's in the studio. 267-1023. Come on, folks. Take advantage. Free legal advice in 2 minutes.
The Talk Monster lives at 102.3.
It is unbelievable.
Listen very carefully.
Chattanooga listens to us, 102.3 on your FM dial.
Sometimes life can be hard. This is Kevin West, trying to figure out what to do about your Social Security disability or long-term disability claim can be hard without the right help. But I'm standing here with the right help, attorney Eric Buchanan.
Thanks, Kevin. You're right. Life can be hard. There are rules that make it hard for you to get your Social Security or long-term disability insurance benefits. And in many cases, the insurance companies work against you because they want to save money by not paying your claim. You have enough to worry about. That's where we come in. My team understands the rules and knows how to fight to get the benefits you deserve. We have clients all over the country, but are located here on Macaulay Avenue in Chattanooga.
Our disability team is ready to be your team.
So if you need help with your Social Security disability or long-term disability insurance claim, call Eric and his disability team at 634-2506 or click on BuchananDisability.com.
There's more than just ice cream in a carton of Bluebell. Picnics and birthdays and welcome home signs. Over 100 years of fond childhood memories. Clear country mornings and the summer sunrise. One taste and you can't help but wonder how Bluebell gets so many good things in a carton that size.
New Bluebell dipped coconut fruit bars are like being marooned on a beautiful tropical island. Coconut fruit loaded with fresh coconut flakes dipped in decadent dark chocolate. One thing's for sure, you won't want to be rescued.
One taste and you can't help but wonder how Bluebell gets so many good things in a carton that size.
Look for Bluebell frozen snacks at all Walmart Supercenters.
Make the smart choice now. Choosing Chattanooga State equals a high degree of success. It's not too late. Classes begin at Chatt State on August 24th. Enroll for the fall semester and begin to make the smart choice for your future. Take advantage of extended hours for enrollment services and advising on Tuesday, August 20th until 7 p.m. For more information or to get started with your future choices, visit ChattanoogaState.edu.
This is an important announcement for anyone with a student loan who is having trouble making their monthly payments. Pay attention. There is a special toll-free hotline that has been set up especially for you. Grab a pen and take down this number or put it in your cell phone butt call. 1-800-293-9219. That's 1-800-293-9219. When you call the Direct Student Aid Hotline, you will get free information. Free information to help you relieve the overwhelming financial burden of an ongoing endless student loan. If you are behind, late on payments, or even in default on your student loan, Direct Student Aid can help you. You can cut your payments in half right away. Direct Student Aid will also stop the harassing phone calls, wage garnishments, and even remove tax liens. But you have to call 1-800-293-9219. Direct Student Aid has helped thousands of people just like you fix their student loan problem. Call 1-800-293-9219 for free information today. That's 1-800-293-9219.
Hey, it's Kevin West, and I would be willing to bet right now there are people listening who have long-term disability claims that are pending. It's a way safer bet than anything Dr. D would recommend. You can make the calls, send the emails, write the letters, and still your case goes nowhere, and you don't know where to turn. Don't worry, I do. Eric Buchanan.
That's right, Kevin. You'd be surprised how often really smart people, doctors, business owners, and even lawyers have to file a claim for long-term disability benefits and get frustrated by the runaround they get from their insurance company. And because people often don't know the rules, they make the situation worse. I'm Eric Buchanan, and my team knows the rules. We help people from all over the country get the long-term disability benefits they deserve. Our office is right here on Macaulay Avenue in Chattanooga.
Eric and his team can help you with your long-term disability claim. Check them out at BuchananDisability.com or call Eric at 634-2506.
Get Savage 3 hours a night, weeknights at 10 on the Talk Monster, Talk Radio 102.3.
Ah, yeah. Please help me. Fofolet?
That's Fofolet.
Oh, thank goodness.
Anna Laura Edmiston is her name, the lead singer.
And Cajun Best. I like the other group. I really like them. I think we need to introduce them to Styles and let them bring it up in front of the music committee.
Larry Brown, absolutely.
Think we could Riverbend could afford her?
I don't know. They pay a lot of money for those Heineken commercials. I'm not sure.
Wow.
I'd sure like to try. It'd be a lot of fun, wouldn't it?
Hey, 267-1023. It is such a pleasure to have Eric Buchanan in the studio. The whole staff here loves it when Eric walks in. 267-1023. Come on, you got 10 more minutes. Social Security disability questions, long-term disability. Let them help you out. Just free advice. I want to talk about the what you are doing for hospice, especially the pediatric hospice aspect of it. You give so much back to the community, Eric, but a big thing's coming up Monday with a golf tournament and an auction on Sunday night.
Yeah, there's a golf tournament on Lookout Mountain at the Lookout Mountain Club. If you're interested in playing, you can go to the Hospice of Chattanooga website, dub.hospiceofchattanooga.org, and they have a place to register. And what we're raising money for is for the Hospice of Chattanooga's pediatric and perinatal programs. And this is kind of serious stuff because we're talking about kids who have been diagnosed as being terminally ill. They're not going to live. And right now, most insurance companies, Medicare, TennCare, that kind of stuff, will cover them when they're in the hospital but won't cover them when they're at home. If they want to go home and spend their last couple months, last few weeks with their family, with their brothers and sisters in their own room, somebody's got to pay for that, and that's what hospice does. Hospice takes care of those people. And this fundraiser, this golf tournament on Lookout Mountain, is the way that we're raising money to allow that to happen. Another part of the program is the perinatal hospice, and we're talking about the families that go through the joy of getting pregnant thinking they're going to have a kid and then get some really bad news that the kid is not going to be born alive or it's not going to live very long. And the special things the hospital has to do to take care of that family, to treat them in a special way, to get them some counseling,
the bereavement,
that stuff is also not covered under most insurance or by Medicare or by TennCare. And so that, again, is Hospice of Chattanooga. Now, that's pretty serious stuff. This is an important event that we'd like people to attend or like people to be willing to donate or sponsor for. Now that I've talked about how serious it is a fun day. It's a good day of golf. We get to play on the Lookout Mountain Country Club course. It starts in the morning on Monday. It's going to be, the weather's going to start warming back up from what I've seen. The rain's going to stop.
All next week it's dry.
And we're going to be on Lookout Mountain where the weather is cooler, and it's going to be a really fun day of golf.
And then One North Shore this Sunday from 5 to 7. It's going to be, I guess, at the Chateau Brasserie.
I believe that's where it is. I know it's at One North Shore, and that's the pre-party. So if you register for the event, or you're one of the sponsors, then you'll get invited to a pre-party on Sunday night, and we're going to do a silent auction. My wife and I are donating Titans tickets, for example, and there'll be other auction items available and a chance to have a couple glasses of wine, some good friends, good times, and get ready for the golf next day.
Eric, that's what you're all about, is giving back to this community. And once again, go to the Hospice of Chattanooga webpage. It is all right there. There's a big thing that'll say register here, and you'll know exactly what we're talking about. Wes, it's good to have you on. A question about your parents. Wes, you're on with Eric Buchanan.
Hey, Eric, it's Wes. I've got a technical question, I guess, about Social Security.
Hey, Wes, how are you? Go ahead.
I'm doing well. The question is this. I've got some elderly parents who are right about at the point where we're going to have to think about putting them in a long-term care facility for, you know, in order to make sure they're taken care of. Now, they live in a home together, and we're thinking about putting them in one of those long-term care facilities. But I understand if they've got the home paid for, and they're seeking to try to pass some of that equity on to my sisters and I, presumably, that there's a certain time period Social Security can look back and say, oh, wait a minute, we need to be able to get some of that equity out that you made by selling it. So for estate planning purposes, for those of us who have elderly parents, what's the time period that Social Security can look back and get a hold of any of the equity that my mom and dad may have worked years and years to build into their home by being good savers?
Let me start by kind of explaining the problem a little bit more from a legal standpoint so people understand what happens. When you get to be that age that you may have to go into a nursing home, people who have retired and are getting regular Social Security benefits get Medicare. Medicare only covers a certain limited time in the hospital. I believe it's typically 30 days. If you've been in the hospital for more than 30 days, they have to release you, and before you can go in the hospital again, you have to be readmitted for something else, so that if somebody gets to the point where they need long-term care, Medicare doesn't provide that. Medicaid, or in Tennessee, TennCare, does provide for long-term care, but to qualify for TennCare/Medicaid, you have to be poor enough. And earlier in the program, we were talking about qualifying for SSI. You have to have less than $2,000 in assets if you're an individual, $3,000 for a married couple, and earnings below a certain level. It's basically the same requirement for Medicaid. TennCare, there are a few other ways that you can qualify with a little bit more money, but not much. But the point is, you have to have the way society looks at it, the way our government has set up, is after 30 days of Medicare, before the government and the taxpayer is going to pay for the person to be in a nursing home when they end up on Medicaid or TennCare, they need to have paid for it as much as they can. So the government's going to look for them to sell their own assets, use their own money, and to spend it down to get to the point they're poor enough so then that they can qualify for the Medicaid or the TennCare. So society, Social Security's rules, our government has kind of set it up this way by saying, look, we don't want people just going out and handing all the money off to their kids and then qualifying and having the taxpayer to pay for their long-term care. It sounds kind of harsh, but that's basically the rules. Now, there used to be, I believe it was a nine-month look-back period, but now there is a much, much longer look-back period, and I don't actually know those rules or have them in front of me. You can go to the SSA.gov website and find that out, and the person you really need to talk to is somebody who's an elder law attorney. We handle Social Security disability cases, help people get their disability benefits and disability insurance and other claims, but somebody who's over 65 and has that kind of an issue needs to be talking to an elder law attorney.
All right, 267-1023. Once again, it's great to have Eric Buchanan on the show. I got to thank the Breadbasket. All of our guests get great bread. Signal Mountain and East Brainerd Road. Tomorrow it is cookie day. You buy a dozen, the next dozen, half off. Breadbasket, thank you.
Your Titans play here. Talk Radio 102.3 WGOW.
Hey, it's Kevin West, and I would be willing to bet right now there are people listening who have long-term disability claims that are pending. It's a way safer bet than anything Dr. B would recommend. You can make the calls, send the emails, write the letters, and still your case goes nowhere, and you don't know where to turn. Don't worry. I do. Eric Buchanan.
That's right, Kevin. You'd be surprised how often really smart people, doctors, business owners, and even lawyers have to file a claim for long-term disability benefits and get frustrated by the runaround they get from their insurance company. And because people often don't know the rules, they make the situation worse. I'm Eric Buchanan, and my team knows the rules. We help people from all over the country get the long-term disability benefits they deserve. Our office is right here on Macaulay Avenue in Chattanooga.
Eric and his team can help you with your long-term disability claim. Check them out at BuchananDisability.com or call Eric at 634-2506.
This is an important announcement for anyone with a student loan who is having trouble making this. Pay attention. There is a special toll-free hotline that has been set up especially for you. Grab a pen and take down this number or put it in your cell phone. But call 1-800-426-0551. That's 1-800-426-0551. When you call the Federal Student Loan Relief Hotline, you will get free information. Free information to help you relieve the overwhelming financial burden of an ongoing, endless student loan. If you're behind, late on payments, or even in default on your student loan, the Federal Student Loan Relief Hotline can help you. You may also be able to cut your payments in half right away. The Federal Student Loan Relief Hotline can also stop the harassing phone calls, wage garnishments, and even remove tax liens. But you have to call 1-800-426-0551. The Federal Student Loan Relief Partner Companies has helped thousands of people just like you fix their student loan problem. Call 1-800-426-0551 for free information today. That's 1-800-426-0551.
Twitter user at MattyBecker1 tweeted, I really want an SUV. Hashtag money probs. Matty, we can probs fix those probs at the Honda Summer Clearance Event. You could get a great deal on the CR-V, which is loaded with standard features like a rear-view camera. And it's from America's best value brand. Probs solved.
Well-qualified buyers can get 0.9% APR financing at the Honda Summer Clearance Event, happening now.
Based on 2013 Brand Image Awards from Kelley Blue Book, visit KBB.com for more information. See dealer for financing details.
This is an important announcement for anyone with a student loan who is having trouble making their monthly payments. Pay attention. There is a special toll-free hotline that has been set up especially for you. Grab a pen and take down this number or put it in your cell phone, but call 1-800-293-4131. That's 1-800-293-4131. When you call the National Student Loan Relief Hotline, you will get free information. Free information to help you relieve the overwhelming financial burden of an ongoing, endless student loan. If you are behind, late on payments, or even in default on your student loan, National Student Loan Relief can help you. You can cut your payments in half right away. National Student Loan Relief will also stop the harassing phone calls, wage garnishments, and even remove tax liens. But you have to call 1-800-293-4131. National Student Loan Relief has helped thousands of people just like you fix their student loan problem. Call 1-800-293-4131 for free information today. That's 1-800-293-4131.
Sometimes life can be hard. This is Kevin West, trying to figure out what to do about your Social Security disability or long-term disability claim can be hard without the right help. But I'm standing here with the right help. Attorney Eric Buchanan.
Thanks, Kevin. You're right. Life can be hard.
There are rules that make it hard for you to get your Social Security or long-term disability insurance benefits. And in many cases, the insurance companies work against you because they want to save money by not paying your claim. You have enough to worry about. That's where we come in. My team understands the rules and knows how to fight to get the benefits you deserve. We have clients all over the country, but are located here on Macaulay Avenue in Chattanooga. Our disability team is ready to be your team.
So if you need help with your Social Security disability or long-term disability insurance claim, call Eric and his disability team at 634-2506 or click on BuchananDisability.com.
Don't miss a moment. Keep it locked on 102.3 or WGOW.com.
Hey, we've only got a minute. Eric, real quickly, I want to talk about the golf tournament. I also want to talk about the Seal of Satisfaction. This was voted on by people. This was not voted on by other attorneys. This is voted on by consumers who voted you the best.
Yeah, my law firm, Eric Buchanan Associates, was the first law firm in Tennessee to be made a Services Select Seal of Satisfaction Award winner. We were nominated by our clients. And
it's messed up, folks.
We won it 2 years in a row. It's a very difficult award, and our firm has done a great job. Real quick, go to hospiceofchattanooga.org, register for the golf tournament. It's Monday, August 26th. And the pre-party, if you register, is at Elemental at 2 North Shore. We said that wrong earlier, and that's 5 to 7 on Sunday if you're registered to play in the golf tournament on Monday.
634-2506, Eric Buchanan and Associates. You've got to check out that website, 634-2506. Eric, thank you for what you do in this community. Joe, you have been great tonight. You haven't said a word, but we know you're there, Joe. We love you, man.
I'm here.
Yeah, thanks, Joe.
Don't forget Joe's show, Saturday afternoons at 1 o'clock. It's called The Sports Outlaws.
Thanks, Jed.
This is an important announcement for anyone with or without health insurance. Pay attention. A special health insurance helpline has now been set up especially for you. Even if you have current health